Good morning, dear Aravillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 14th of April, partly cloudy morning here in Auroville and 31 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect sunny to partly cloudy and hot and partly cloudy and very warm over the night, with temperatures from low of 29 to high of 36 with heat index on 43. Ultraviolet index on 11, humidity on 89%, southerly winds at 15 km per hour with occasional gusts on 26 km per hour. Moon is in first quarter, illuminated on 54%. Puthandu, or better known as Tamil New Year, the celebration of the first day of the Tamil New Year in mid-April by Tamils in Tamil Nadu and Puducherry in India and Sri Lankan Tamils and Indian Tamils of Sri Lanka. On this day, Tamil people greet each other by saying Puthandu Vattukai, and the festive occasion is keeping with the Hindu solar calendar. This year, Tamil New Year celebration will be celebrated with lights, flowers and sweets, followed by Tamil movie with English subtitles at Sauchu at 6 p.m. But we will be also celebrating the full day of Tamil New Year at the youth center from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. The aim is to introduce the Tamil calendar and celebration of the end of the spring and entering to the summer season. The plan is also to share Tamil experience on how to protect ourselves with proper food, clothing and other artistic expression and utility items suitable for hot sunny days. A mini exhibition which highlights the Tamil literature with reference from Sri Aurobindo. Otherwise, tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, general meeting to discuss Karpana project, and resident assembly service encourage us to attend it. The meeting will give residents an opportunity to discuss concerns and to seek clarifications regarding the project, and representatives of the following groups have all confirmed their attendance and will be available to answer questions related to Karpana: Town Development Council, TDC, the Funds and Asset Management Committee, FMC, and the project holders. If we need more information, of course, we can contact Resident Assembly Service at oral.org.in or we can call them on 948-662-374. Yesterday, the Solar Kitchen Roundabout, it was planned to be open because road service has completed its work, but last Monday, the working committee has informed the TDC and Jan Imhoff, a qualified consultant, that they have visualized few scenarios and still have some concerns. Four of those scenarios are elaborately described. The working committee proposed a trial run of the roundabout in the presence of Jan and the TDC team, so to address any concerns on the spot and to do it together. They would propose that the school bus, as well as car and several motorcyclists, attend the roundabout and then give the feedback. So matter is still under the progress. Tomorrow, Friday 15 at 5 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, East European Group invites us all for a short program where we will do some egg painting, some dances, and have a puppet show. They ask us to bring some eggs to paint and snacks to share. Adishakti is still celebrating Vinapani Chawla's birthday, second edition, and on Friday at 6:30 p.m. we will see General and Sita Mark Siakai tour a play by Anand Sami from Chennai. The same day, but at 8 p.m., Blue Rhythm, a music concert by Kirtana Krishna and Abhishek Prakash from Bangalore. On Saturday, 16 at 4:30 p.m., Jamal and Sita and Mark Siak tour a play by Anand Sami from Chennai. And at 8 p.m., Oxygen and live music concert from Chennai. On Sunday, 17 at 6:30 p.m., Cheruvan Nur Diaries, a play by Paul Matthew and Rajiv Krishan from Chennai. And at 8 p.m., 7707, a play by Fazay Jalal from Mumbai. Friday 15, at Life Education Center at 2:30 p.m., Ian Calvi, My Education, an event for girls from Bioregion about college courses and career choices. Dr. Jaya Kumar, Professor and Coordinator of Career Placement Cell in Pondicherry University, will present the information and answer questions from students and parents. On Saturday 16, between 2 to 4 p.m., their MITI project, Land Art in Botanical Gardens, and they invite us to see a slideshow about last year's work done by the students of IKEM, DIPAM, Oli School, Udavi, and the Botanical Gardens. And this Saturday would be also the last Saturday market of the season, with a note on special timings for this last one, late afternoon, between 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Youth Center. On Sunday, 17 at 5 p.m. at 32 Sports Grounds, 10 kilometers barefoot run in the Oroville Forest. And while running, you would be also supporting a fundraiser for our lands. And another good news for the Tamil New Year, that city transport now is free within city area. City transport has been operating as quick pickup and drop shuttle service for the last 3 years, running on per passengers rates. They are taking a small leap towards the future and they will come a free service for trips within the city area. This means that you will be able to hop on and off according to your needs. It will still operate on a call-up basis as well as running regular routes, meaning that you can call it to come and pick you up and take you to your destination, but they will also start running regular routes on certain times to be worked out as they go along, when they see which routes are most needed and what time of the day. For example, to and from Solar Kitchen at lunchtime, and updated schedule information will be announced through notice boards, even news and RNet, and will be available also in the vehicle. Trips beyond city area will be still chargeable as before, timing between 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., and contact numbers 262-2611 or 94-876-50951. Cinema in Barrett Nivas tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. Special field program, homage to cinema, an interview with Mr. P. Knair, a 15-minute short film by Aurofilm, interviewing the man who created the National Film Archive of India in Pune, a fountainhead of cinema, world and Indian. An interview with Mr. P. K. Nair. P. K. Nair, hailing from Kerala, recently passed away and this is the homage to him. With him, Ecofilm Fest at Cinema Paradiso, which starts on 16th of April, Saturday, we will see Colombia Wild Magic. In a wonderful country in South America, Colombia privileged for its biodiversity and geographical location. Otherwise, at Visitor Center Movie Show tonight at 8 p.m. Sicario, made in 2015, action thriller crime, directed by Denis Villeneuve. And on Friday, Star Wars, The Phantom Menace, Episode 1, 1991. Science fiction adventure, and of course, directed by George Lucas. At Sedona Forest, tomorrow at 7 p.m., they will screen Billions in Change, made in 2015. That's children's film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m., The Boy and the Words, made in Brazil in 2013 by writer and director Ale Abreu. And later on at 8 p.m., The Wits, A Walk in the Woods, made in USA, 2015, by director Ken Kwan. From the words of the Mother, Volume 14, you read, "An uncompromising sincerity is the surest way to spiritual achievement. Do not pretend, be. Do not promise, act. Do not dream, realize." Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on oroville.org.